This is Shir number 3 in our Avodas HaBitachon series. Today we're going to be proving the necessity of Midas HaBitachon based on sources in the Torah and different Rishonim. The Chovos HaVavos explains in Shar Dalet, in Shar HaBitachon in the introduction, that one of the reasons why he wrote Shar HaBitachon after the entire section of Avodas Elokim is because the number one item that is needed by a person in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly is relying on Hashem in every single aspect. Chovos HaVavos goes on to explain, if a person becomes reliant on people or certain sources for his parnasa, then if those sources and those people demand from him to do something that goes against what Hashem wants, or that source of parnasa is in reality demanding from him something which will take away from his ability to fulfill Torah u'mitzvahs, he will not be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. In contrast, somebody who relies totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he needs to be doing for his avodas Hashem, and nothing will take him away from that focus. The Gra in Mishlei, Perchof Beis Pasig Yud Dalid, explains that the primary giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was in order that they would place their bitachon in Hashem. The Gra learns that the essence of everything is bitachon hashalim, complete reliance. It's the klal, the sum, or the totality of all mitzvahs. The Gra references the Gemara in Makkos, which says that Habakkuk came and said that the Amud, the pillar and the foundation of all of Torah is V'tzadik be'emunasa yichye, a righteous person will live by his faith. He explains that this is referencing the Midah of Bitachon. Rav Aaron Cutler explains in Mishnah Asar B'Aaron, Ramorim V'sichois Chelik Aleph, Shar Aleph and Perek Vav, what the Grom means to say, since the purpose of learning Torah is to create a certain relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the only way that a person can really be complete in the close relationship is by relying on the Kadosh Baruch Hu in all of life's situations. One of the mitzvahs in the Torah that obligates us to have bitachon is Tamim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. You shall be wholehearted with Hashem your God. The Chizkuni explains that this is the lashon, the expression of shleimus, completeness. This means to have exclusive reliance. A person shouldn't say that I'm going to fear Hashem and fear something else together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chizkuni notes by the Kusim, which is a famous machlokes and shas, if they were real gerim or not, they were considered gerei arayis. They converted because they were scared of lions. Meaning, they weren't really sincerely converting to serve Hashem, because even though they feared Hashem, they were still serving Avodah Zarah. You should be complete with Hashem in all of your actions and in all of your thoughts. This is what Shlomo HaMelech meant by when he said, "Bechol derechecha de'eyu." In all of your ways, you should know Him. The Rashbam in Psachim Kuf Gimel Amud Beis adds that included in Tamid Yiyah means to be boteach, in him in all occurrences that occur to you. Based on the Chizkuni and the Rashbam, Tamid Tiyah is an explicit obligation to be complete in your reliance in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to rely on him together with something else. The Targum Unkelis also explains that pasuk as being shalim, complete with Hashem in your Yerushalayim. There is a different explanation on Tamim Tiyah, which brings out a different obligation. This is from the Bechor Shur, who learns that Tamim is not a word that means complete in this context. Instead, it means Tam, which means basically non-questioning or simple. Being simple and not questioning, like a simple person that does not question what Hashem has done for him. He subjects himself to Hashem's will. Anything that Hashem does for him, he views that it's good, and therefore he subjects himself to whatever Hashem does for him. Rashi seems to bring both of these aspects on the pasuk Tamim Tiyah. Rashi says you should walk with him with Tamimus, and you should hope toward him for the future. Then he says that anything that comes upon you, accept it, Tamimus, and you'll be imoy ulechelkoy, with him and for his portion. It seems Rashi is bringing in both aspects, relying on Hashem in all occurrences and exclusively in him, meaning Bishlemus, and also knowing that whatever he has done to you is for the good. The Ramban adds that you should be Shalem in knowing that whatever Hashem has done for you is something that is necessary for you to fulfill your tafkid, your mission in this world. Finally, the Sefer Charedim writes, based on the Ramban, that Tamim Tiyeh is an explicit mitzvah haseh on being complete in your midas habetochen and not relying on anything else. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.